This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, sitting in for John Hockenberry. Well, we've got a lot more of your nostalgic music memories to come, but let's use nostalgia for a second to think about the future. Listen.
Meet George Jetson. His boy, Elroy.
Now, that sounds a lot like 1962 or 63 or something like that, but it could tell us something important about 2062 or 2063. That's the Jetsons, of course, where George Jetson drops off his boy Elroy and daughter Judy and Jaina's wife at their various places around town in little capsules that fly through the air. And as silly as it may seem, the capsule-based version of getting from A to B might not be that far off. Daryl Oster and his company ET3, that's Evacuated Tube Transport Technologies, are working on developing something called an evacuated tube system. Well, what does that mean? Daryl Oster of ET3 is here to tell us. Hi, Daryl.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Daryl, you're in Colorado. I grew up there as a little kid, and I used to go to the bank with my parents to the drive-thru, and they had pneumatic capsules where you put your check in and it turns up on the other side. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, it's not a pneumatic system, but visually you can think of it the same way. I had experience when I was born in 62, and I grew up here in Colorado as well. I grew up on a farm, and my dad bought steel at the salvage yard, and they had a little glass pneumatic tube system that I watched when I was a little kid with fascination. And this system is similar. The car-sized vehicles operate in tubes that have all the air removed. Instead of a pneumatic propulsion, it uses electromagnetism, and the vehicles are magnetically levitated.
So this is similar to trains that I've seen called maglevs that actually kind of float on a thin cushion of air and magnets push and pull them at high speed.
Yes, exactly. Except instead of levitating a 100-ton locomotive, we're only levitating a vehicle that weighs 400 pounds but hauls the same 800-pound payload as a typical car. So it reduces the cost by more than an order of magnitude, a factor of 10.
And you could build these tubes in networks all over town, interstate? What are the limits here?
Yes, all over the world. If every place builds ET3 to the same standard, the same diameter tube, eventually it can be networked together in a global system across the Bering Strait that would allow you to go from New York City up across Canada, across Alaska, across the Bering Strait to Siberia, through Siberia. You would arrive in Beijing, China in 2 hours at about a tenth of the cost of flying.
And that means I'm traveling how fast?
That would be at 4,000 miles an hour.
Okay, but isn't my head slammed back against the seat and my face flattened out because I'm going so fast?
Well, almost any car on the road, if you step on the brakes full force, is about 1G of deceleration. Instead of just a few seconds of that acceleration to get up to interstate speed, extend that out for 3 minutes and you're going 4,000 miles an hour. And as a matter of fact, all of us on the Earth right now at this moment are going 67,000 miles an hour in orbit around the sun.
So it's the acceleration that makes you feel that way. If you go slowly up to speed to 4,000, you're fine once you get there, in other words.
Yes. We'll accelerate about at the rate that a sports luxury car like a Ferrari will accelerate initially, but we extend that out for 3 minutes instead of 5 or 6 seconds.
Any seeing out the window? Is this an underground system you envision or glass and above ground?
Most of the system will be at speeds of 300 to 600 miles an hour. And above ground, and the capsules will have screens and high-definition video cameras on the tube. So you will be able to see where you're going, a view wherever you want, or whatever visual input that you want.
Daryl Oster, founder and CEO of ET3. Daryl, who's first? I want to be first, but what's first? Boulder to Denver in 17 seconds? What's first?
Yeah, Boulder to Denver is really a really good route that we're looking at. It's roughly 30 miles, and that trip would take about 7 minutes.
Jeez, 7 minutes. Right now it takes a good hour.
And that would be at 375 miles an hour or so.
Well, the most elaborate habit trail ever built, or high-tech, high-speed transportation of the future, Daryl Oster, founder and CEO of ET3 in Colorado. Daryl, thanks so much. I can't wait.
Thank you.
A At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.